You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakuya, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustail.
Welcome back, everybody. I am glad to be back with you today. We have a brand new airing time here on Cushy Radio, 5 p.m. Nice. So very happy to be meeting all of you new listeners. On this show, I make sure that I play as much local content as possible, hyper-local. I focus as hard as I can on musicians who I see performing around the city or writing around the city. And specifically, I try to prioritize artists who are underrepresented, marginalized, or oppressed. On today's show, we're going to keep things very mellow. I've been feeling very, very chill all week, been at home for over 2 months now, really in the headspace for lo-fi stuff. So we're going to listen to a little bit of that. As always, I have a few interesting artists on here who I'm going to tell you about later on in the show, in between songs and whatnot. For now, we would usually have a Who We're Working With segment. We don't have one of those because we don't have any shows coming up. However, we are going to have a show to announce either this week or next week. So stay tuned to our socials at Cushy Entertainment, as Cushy with a C, Entertainment, to find out more about that. Before I talk you all to death, we are going to listen to a song. This first track is called Call Me by Park Hye-jin. And when I listened to this song, I was like, I need to check out this artist. So I did. And the rest of her work is equally as good. She has a lot more upbeat stuff, a lot more dancey stuff, and then she has a few mellow tracks as well. This one is kind of in the middle. This is Call Me by Park Hye-jin. That was Call Me by Park Hye-jin. The That act was not a local one, but the next one is. And I actually have a story about this. I was throwing a show, a cushy show, at Static Jupiter, which was a venue that briefly existed around Main Street. And I remember Dossie was playing that night, who I've played on the show quite a few times before. One of the members of Dossie got there extremely early, like so early that I had just showed up. I was like drinking a cider. I hadn't even done any of the stuff I had to do yet. And he was kind of hanging out. He was loading in, whatever. And when he went to go leave, he was like super nervous. And he was like, hey, you know, would it be cool if you checked out this mixtape I made? I made this mixtape. I thought that was so sweet. So I was like, absolutely. And I did, because I'm a man of my word. Went back and listened to it, and this is the project I'm going to play for you guys today. I'm glad to say this is one of my favorite songs to come out of lo-fi music in Vancouver. This is Obsessed by Waterfall Eyes. I am in love with that plucky bass in that song. Ugh, it's so good. The next song is also from a local act, IMUR. You might be familiar with them. They're a little bit on the better known side, but this is an older IMUR track. It's called Bad Neighborhood. It's very gloomy, which they don't do very often anymore. And it's also very down tempo and very honest. I like this track because it remains smooth and easy to listen to while still having this sort of resonant eeriness to it. This is Bad Neighborhood by IMUR. Thank you.
CITR 101.9.
CITR 101.9 FM.
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 CITR, Voices of UBC.
That was IMUR with Bad Neighborhood. This next track is also from a local. Their name is Mauvey, M-A-U-V-E-Y, like the color mauve. The name of this song is The Bull. It just came out, freshly dropped. Mauvey actually messaged me directly, and I loved it. So here it is. This is The Bull.
No answers are inconsequential. I don't care enough to mitigate the imminent. Bad flips and you're back on your feet like you never left. I see red and lose all semblance of innocence. Volatile for a while, but I'm a bull, I'm a bull, my father's child. You would throw it all away. You would hold your nerve and break. You would break. You would break. You would break. You would hold your nerve and break. You would break. Fisherman, matador, fisherman, matador, fisherman. You're the bait, but where is the line again? My memories obliterate indefinitely. For a while, but I'm a bull, I'm a bull. My father's child, you would throw it all away. Hold your nerve and break. You would break. You would break. You would break. You would hold your nerve and break. You would break.
It's a fool that meant it simple. Do it every day doesn't mean it's a ritual. Apologies, I repeat, they are nothing special to me.
That was The Bull by Mauvey. And one of these days, you know, I'm gonna have to ask them if they're inspired by Moses Sumney at all, because every time I listen to their voice, I'm reminded a little bit of Moses Sumney, a little bit of Serpent with Feet, all of those sort of choral singers that we've been seeing in alternative music and pop music over the last 10 years. I really get that vibe from Mauvey, and it's exciting that they're a local, so I'm looking forward to seeing what they produce in the future. This next track is not local. We're done our little local spree for a little bit here. We're going to listen to an act that I just discovered called Prince Innocence. The name of this song is I Don't Care, and I have a theory that every song called I Don't Care that's ever been written is actually an anthem. This one falls perfectly in line with that theory. This song is super fun. I play a lot of songs on this show that make me want to dance because I love dancing, and I feel like it's one of the only ways we get to let loose from home. So I hopefully you guys, wow, I said that so Canadian. Hopefully you guys will get down to this song with me and enjoy it. This is I Don't Care by Prince Innocence.
I
That was I Don't Care by Prince Innocence. I won't lie, I am a huge, huge sucker for sad songs with trap beats. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is about it. It just gets me. It just gets me every time. This next song is also not from a local act, but they are very good. This is a band called ESG. I found them quite accidentally in the algorithm. The name of this song is aptly titled ESG Thing. It's not spelled any kind of creative way, it's just ESG. Yes, that was ESG Thing by ESG. You guys were probably thinking I was going to stop the goth thing at some point, right? Like I was going to just do it for like one episode, but then I just kept doing it forever. I swear to God, I'm not a true goth. I mean, I loved The Cure in high school, but I'm not a true goth. I've just been really into it these days. I'm really digging all these industrial beats, all the heavy sounds. I love the heavy reverb on the vocals. I love how everything sounds like it's being recorded in a fucking garage. So great. We're gonna kind of keep on that train just for a little bit here. This next song is called Floating by Leilani. Leilani is one of those artists who I feel has a really inspirational public appearance. She's always in full costume. She's very inspired by folklore. Her look is so fascinating, and it reminds me of some of the acts that I've played on the show before, like Ila Bamba. This song has been in my head all week. It's so good. It's called Floating by Leilani, Leilani. Mm-hmm. voice is so interesting. I love that song. I really do. That was Leilani with Floating. The next track is by a Latin icon, Gelato Negro. He has been putting out music by and for Latin musicians for years and years now. He put out a song called Young Latin and Proud that resonated so hard with the local Latin community that I still see it on shirts all the time around, especially artsy cities like Portland and Vancouver. This song is one of my favorite ones by him because it's a little bit on the creepy side. It is fittingly titled Dance Ghost. This is Gelato Negro.
Leave lights on me,
I would definitely kill a man to produce a song with Jalado Negro. 100%. No questions asked. I would just do it. You can quote me on that because I'm on the air. That was Dance Ghost by Jalado Negro. We're going to get back into local stuff for a hot minute. This is a song called Snacks by Booty EP. Booty EP is the name of the group. I shit you not. And I've worked with them many times. They're actually one of my favorite duos in Vancouver. There's not a lot of people in this city who are making groovy music, stuff that you can kind of roll your shoulders to, you know, move your hips to. Not a lot of people in Vancouver making that stuff, but these two do. And we did a show with them at one point at Static Jupiter, the place I brought up earlier in this episode, where I got to, like, really just get in the vibe and really enjoy myself, let loose. They're very fun. They did, like, a bunch of, like, weird, wacky freestyle. So here's to celebrating Booty EP. I haven't seen them perform in a long time, but I'm still here for them. The name of this song is Snacks. Booty EP, a local duo with a song called Snacks. The next song we're going to listen to is by someone who is suddenly blown up, and blown up in the sense that they've gone from being completely unknown to having like 10,000 followers or something like that. So they're definitely not charting all over the map or anything, but I think that they deserve to. This is Kenny Hoopla. All one word, Kenny Hoopla. The name of this song is Plastic Door. And when I first got recommended Kenny Hoopla, I listened to some of his other stuff. He's one of those artists where you kind of need to listen to at least a few songs of his to understand him, because the first song I listened to was very different than this one. It was a lot more ambient and much less focused, not very hooky at all. This song, on the other hand, is extremely hooky. I can't get the vocal melody out of my brain, and trust me, I've been scrubbing, but I just can't. So congrats to Kenny Hoopla for that. This song is called Plastic Door. There's a lot of interesting influences in here. Try and pick out the genres. That was Kenny Hoopla with a song called Plastic Door. Man, isn't it so catchy? That da 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 da. Especially the "Do you think I'm a fool?" has been in my head. It's been in my head. I need him to help me get it out by writing another song. This next track is called Glue by No-No. It's also very chill, but we're on a little bit of an upswing. We're going to cap it off with some higher energy, funky stuff to groove to, as you know I love to do by this point. So, let's start nice and easy. This is Glue by No-No. That was Glue by No-No. The next song we're going to listen to today is called Boogie Island by Shormy. That's S-H-O-R-M-E-Y. It is exactly what it sounds like. I am a big fan of this song, which I think segues perfectly into the last song we're going to listen to, which is also from a local. So stay tuned. This is Shormy with a song called Boogie Island. Thank you. have it. That was Boogie Island by Shormy. The next song is the last song before we go into our deep cut for the day. This is Fix Your Heart by Mr. Merlot, someone I've had my eye on since he dropped his first record. I recommend you all check him out. It's Mr. Merlot, like the wine, because he is classy. And you can check him out on Bandcamp. He is a local. This is Fix Your Heart. That was Fix Your Heart by Mr. Merlot, a Vancouver local. That song reminds me of so many things. It reminds me of A, aerobics videos, B, Prince, C, Rocky Horror Picture Show, for some reason. I'm just imagining Tim Curry singing that in my head. Anyways, we're gonna listen to the deep cut for the day. Deep Cuts is a segment I do where I provide you guys with some music you probably would never find otherwise. This track is by a SoundCloud artist called Boppy, B-O-P-P-Y. And the name of this song is Worth. That was a song called Worth by Boppy, B-O-P-P-Y. You can find them on SoundCloud. And we are done. We're done for the day, my loves. My name is Ali Laube. This has been Cushy Radio. If you're interested in following Cushy to see what we're doing for online events and other programming, you can check us out at Cushy Entertainment. That's Cushy with a C, Entertainment. I hope I'll see you guys next week, Wednesday at 5 p.m. Catch us here on CITR. Bye-bye.
ATIRA Women's Resource Society supports women and children impacted by violence by building and operating a range of safe, affordable housing and related support services, including childcare centers. ATIRA has housing and programs across the Lower Mainland. Our feminism is inclusive and intersectional. We envision a world free of inequalities where everyone's human rights are respected and where women and girls have the right to participate fully and effectively in all of the decisions that affect their lives. To find out how you can help, please visit our website at atira.bc.ca or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Free of Violence.